Hi.
Hi.
I wasn't really sure how to start this out, so I figured hi would be a good way to do it. So this is Youth Sunday, where you guys all get to see what we've learned and how we can portray God's message to you. And I hope that we're able to show that to you by showing how we've want to use our lives for God as a living sacrifice, which is what we're going to talk about today. So if you have your Bibles, could you open up to Romans 12:1? I was going to do it on Romans 12:1 and 2, but it just got a little long and it turned into like two sermons, so just keep it on Romans 12:1 for now. So Romans 12:1, I use the ESV version. Romans 12:1 says, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship." This passage is about being a living sacrifice. There's some words in here you may not know. There's some words in here I didn't know when I first started reading it, such as what a living sacrifice really is, or what is spiritual worship. After reading around a little bit, I figured out that living sacrifice is exactly what it sounds like. It's a sacrifice that's made with your life, not in the fact that you're dying for God. I mean, there have been great Christians who have. Stephen, more than half of the disciples died trying to preach about God, telling people about Jesus Christ. But in a way that you live your life, sacrificing the way you live your life. You can't live your life for not God. That's not the best way to say it, but you have to live your life for God. You have to sacrifice the way that you live your life in order to please God. It says in here that you have to give up the earthly ways and temptations. You have to pursue a holy and acceptable life, a life that is acceptable to God, pleasing to Him, to God. I'm going to repeat myself a lot, and it's going to sound like I am, but I'm just trying to make a point, and I don't know how well that I do that. So you want to know how you're able to do that, how you're able to give up your earthly temptations and pursue a holy life. To answer that, you can turn to 2 Timothy 2, 22-24. You don't have to turn to it now. It's going to be on the screen, I think. But it states that we should flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, and love, and peace, along those who call to the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish and ignorant controversies. You know they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil. So when it's talking about these youthful passions, you got to wonder what they are. When I first thought about what youthful passions are, I first thought, like, things you want as a kid. My immediate thought, honestly, this is the first thing that came to my mind, was candy. Like, I thought, I have to flee that. I was really sad. And that was honestly the first thing that came to my mind. But after a while, after talking with some of my youth leaders, I've been able to figure out that youthful passions are the temptations and wanting of what we are, of what we have as an immature relationship with Christ. Youthful passions are the things that we want when we're not as close to God and as strengthened relationship as we need to be. The youthful passions can be compared to the desires of the flesh that are mentioned in Galatians 5:19 through 21. These include, but are not limited to, sexual immorality, impurity, drunkenness, jealousy, fits of rage, strife, and there's plenty more that it talks about. These are things that we want out of our life because they inhibit a deeper connection with God. I was trying to think of a good analogy for this, and the best thing I could get was the Berlin Wall, because it's talking about, like, the East, the communist side, is the bad side. That's like us. We're bad. And then the West side, which is the good side, it's God. And meanwhile, there's this big old wall, which is sin, separating us. We can't get to God because there's a wall in the way when God's over here. So another one is like an electrical outlet. You know how you have those little, if you have kids, you know how they have those little plastic things you stick in the wall so they can't put a fork in there? So those little plastic things would be the wall. The outlet is God. And then the light is us. And the outlet, it can't get into the outlet because, wait, the plug can't get into the outlet because there's the sin blocking it. There's us, the sin blocking it. There's the thing blocking the plug. So the light won't shine. So these things are what inhibit us from having a deeper connection with God: sin, youthful passions, desires of the flesh. Instead, we need to pursue qualities such as righteousness, faith, love, and peace. This part also ties into Galatians 5:22-24, where it states the fruit of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are all things that we should pursue instead, things that are holy and acceptable to God, characteristics and traits that God knows that we should have. In short, avoid bad things, pursue good things as defined by the Bible, not as defined by yourself. Because good things to you may be going out and getting drunk and having a good time with your friends. I'm not saying any of you do that, but I'm just saying that that's what it could mean. Meanwhile, that's what we should avoid as stated by the Bible. And in Romans 12, it also talks about spiritual worship. My Bible defines spiritual worship simply as offering one's whole life to God, completely devoting your life to God. It also refers me to a passage in Hebrews 13:15-6. It says, "Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." The Bible is plainly stating that we should continually offer a pleasing sacrifice of praise to him. It's talking about how no matter what you're doing, where you are, you should be sacrificing praise to him. It's not periodically, not annually, not perennially, not monthly, quarterly, continually, all the time. We should be focusing on God everywhere. I'm not saying that when you're driving in your car and your Christian radio station, which is what you should all be listening to, comes on and plays the right song, and then it plays the right song. I'm not saying you should just raise your hands up and let go of the wheel and start praising, because that's a bad idea. What you should do instead is, like, no matter what the circumstances are, praise him. Thank him for all that's good in your life. And if you're in the rough spot and nothing seems to be going right, thank him for strengthening your faith through whatever trial it is you're facing. No matter what's going on in your life, you should always be praising God, giving him praise with the praise. You get what I'm saying? All right. So that is your spiritual worship. In short, here's how we are to be a living sacrifice. We are not to trifle with our old immature ways, but we are instead to pursue what we are called to pursue, characteristics that are pleasing to God. These characteristics are the fruit of the Spirit. We do this because it is our spiritual worship, our giving of our whole life to God, which is our purpose. It's not just what we were supposed to do, but it's what we were made to do in order to please God. And that's what I have.